coming weekend. Yes, this coming weekend, I'm going to be in Dubois, Pennsylvania. Dubois. Yeah, I know in France they say Dubois. Dubois. But here in Pennsylvania, we say Dubois. Sorry about that. D-U space B-O-I-S. Look it up. Google it. Google map it. Google Earth it. Dubois, Pennsylvania. July 5th through 7th. That's Friday through Sunday. This coming weekend, I'm going to be there. Clyde Pilkington is going to be teaching, and so is Steve Hill. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zinner. Yeah, I'm on the road again, but only a couple hours north of here. Dubois, Pennsylvania. Only we call it Dubois here. We're going to teach. I'm going to give you some good stuff. I know one thing I'm going to talk about for sure. I'm going to talk about the figure of speech called prolepsis. This is calling what is not as though it were. It's a great tool God uses to put a smack up against our expectation. And the thing is, people get so confused about this figure of speech. For instance, when God says we're now seated among the celestials, I told you this before, people have actually told me, Martin, we're now seated among the celestials. It says so. I keep saying, no, I'm in Dubois, Pennsylvania. At least I will be this weekend. No, it's prolepsis. So I'm going to talk about that. Listen, here's how you get there. I don't know how you get there. It's at the Cayman Cottages in Treasure Lake. This is a resort. And I have it from a good source that there's going to be an amazing fireworks display here, or this is over the July 4th weekend. It's going to be amazing, and you don't want to miss it. Only it's July 5th through 7th at the Cayman Cottages in Treasure Lake, Dubois, Pennsylvania. You can meet on Friday. Those who arrive early for the weekend can meet at the Cayman Cottages at 5 p.m. There's going to be a campfire, potluck dinner, and you'll be able to visit the lodge, tour the meeting space. Call Steve or write Steve. Going to tell you how to do that here, and he'll give you all the information. On Saturday, he's going to be teaching from 9 to noon. Good teaching. Teaching you're not going to get anywhere else. For real. Lunch, noon to 2. Teaching again, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to load you up with truth. You're going to be freighted with truth. Going to be a group dinner, 6:30 Saturday night, and then Sunday teaching 9 to noon. Then we're done. But we got two PGA golf courses here. We got swimming at the beach where there's a lodge, pool, canoeing on the lake, horseback riding, biking, fishing, you name it. Here is the website for the Treasure Lake area. It's www.treasurelakepoa.com. Your contact is one of the teachers here, Steve Hill. You can reach him at Steve Hill Agency, one word, stevehillagency@gmail.com. His phone number is 740-341-9948. Hope to see you this weekend, July 5th through 7th in Dubois, Pennsylvania. Folks, I got to read you a couple letters. Before I get to Hebrews, I'm going to start chapter 3 in Hebrews. I want to talk to you about the celestial calling. Don't want you to get confused about that, because with us, we're among the celestials, but for the Hebrews, it was celestial in nature. But first, for those of you who have contributed to this ministry, and for those who are thinking of contributing, you are backing the right horse. I tell you this shamelessly. People are getting truth from this ministry, and it's because God has just chosen to bless this ministry. I'm not a polished pastor. I don't have a degree. But I just live this stuff, I ooze it, and I love it, and I write about it, and I talk about it, and people are getting it. Here's a guy from Aspen, Colorado, who says, thanks for doing what you do. Now, why am I telling you this? Because you've helped me. And I would think that your investment means something to you, and you want to know that you're getting a good bang for your buck. Well, you are. You're getting an amazing bang for your buck. I have 150 pages of testimonies, and coming up, I'm going to be printing a special edition of the ZWTF to show you some of these testimonies. I do this not to promote myself. Seriously, I don't. I do it so that you know that your money is going to a good place and people are getting it through this ministry. If I gave money to a place, I want to know what's happening with my money. Is something good happening? Yes, yes, hundreds of people are getting the truth. Young people, old people. I'm telling you, if I printed everything that I got in the mail positively about what this ministry is doing, it would be cumbersome. It might even be cumbersome what I'm about to read to you right now, but I want to read it to you because these are fellow members of the body of Christ who are getting it. And this is because of you. It is literally because of you. I'm the vessel God uses. I'm the weak, ignoble, stupid vessel. He's using it. He's using me, and he's using you to use me. You're supporting this ministry, and to good result. From Aspen, Colorado, thank you for doing what you do. Religion has been mixing doctrine and denominationalism. This has corrupted Paul's revealed message. Churches have not a clue regarding God's plan and his dispensations. And not only do you get it, Martin, your words exude an eloquent sarcasm, which really makes it fun to read about. I laughed out loud while praising God as I read your material, and you need to know that what you're doing is planting seeds for God to water, and you should feel blessed for this gift that was delivered to you. Every single time I think I have it figured out, God reveals an additional nugget of truth, and I found that in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Isn't that a great letter? That's to you and to me. We're doing this together. I love that. Listen to this. Wait till you hear this. This is from Australia. Hey, Martin, I just want to say thanks so much. I know that all things come from God, and so maybe saying thank you to you is wrong. Oh, no, it's not. I love it. Keep talking like that. But human tradition demands it, so here it is. Thanks. I'm a 15-year-old girl living in Australia. I was brought up, and I suppose still am being brought up, in a traditional Christian home. I go to a Christian school, to church every Sunday, youth groups twice a week. I thought I knew who God was pretty well, for someone my age, and what the truth really was. Ha! Nope. When God started to make me see the truth, and I started to search earnestly for myself, your sight was a great help. Really, really great. I'm still completely new to the true faith in Christ. I suppose it's been about a month or two now, but all of the Crack of Dawn reports are great. I sat up after school a couple of nights last week and watched most of them. I probably should have been doing homework instead, but they were brilliant. Had me laughing and being intrigued and thinking and rewinding and flicking through my own Bible. Brilliant. I wrote this girl and I said, no, you did the right thing. I hated homework when I was a kid. You were much better off watching the Crack of Dawn reports than you were doing homework. She continues, I plan to order and read a few of your books. I've had a good look over the reviews and so on, and they look so interesting. There are a lot of smaller things I don't understand about God just yet, but I believe I have the right foundations laid now. Can you believe this? This is a 15-year-old girl, and building off them has got to be one of the most important places to start. I'm near tears just reading this to you. She's building a foundation of truth. God's hand is on this young woman, and you have sent me to her, and she's getting it. She's getting layers and layers of truth added. She adds this, your writing is great too. Possibly the reason why I can write so much and so freely is because I feel like I know you because of reading what you have written, even though you have no idea that I even exist. You can write very personally, like writing to a friend, and not seem like you're just preaching aimlessly to tons of randoms that you don't know. God's given you some brilliant gifts. You're a blessing to the body of Christ, really, truly. And so, I just want to say thanks. I recently subscribed to your site, and an email I received was pretty much encouraging people to send you an email with comments or whatever, so that's what I'm doing. Also, thanks to your great team, because I'm sure you've got to have a bit of a support group that's pretty fantastic. And I do, young lady, I do have a support group that's pretty fantastic, and it's those people, those of you listening to this show right now. I need you. I can't do it without you. Listen to this testimony. This is also from Australia. God used the first idiot in heaven as the means to give me understanding, and it completely changed my life. I always will be grateful, for this knowledge means more to me than this knowledge means more to me than any fame, fortune, praise, honor, or glory that I may gain while I am on this earth. This next one is from England. Thank goodness for iPods. I have one connected up in my car, and I can listen to tons of stuff without having to take a massive CD library along with me. This is especially true when one has the old Zender Talk series and now the new Zender series. Add to this the Sheridan Library, Concordant and Bible Studies Radio, and the 160 gigabytes of storage comes into its own. I'm glad you've returned to the talk format. It is very upbuilding and encouraging, and it's like having a brother in the car with me on my long travels to work. I listen to the shows and then arrive at my destination ready to delve into my concordances and the scriptures, feeding on the word. I know each day is tough for you, but you are a living testimony to the truth that it is God who is operating in you to will as well as to work for the sake of His delight. And through weakness and suffering, God displays His power through you. I know this because it reaches through to people into our spirit that God has given us, and therefore know that you speak the truth as a herald of the evangel. We all have different experiences and are used as different vessels, but it is all the same spirit, and so we know our true family, our brothers and sisters of the new creation. I'm always with you in spirit and will always endeavor to support your ministry as God gives me the power and ability to do so. It's all of Him, and I give Him all the glory, but even in that, I'm thanking you too through our Lord Jesus Christ. Every blessing to you and to all the ecclesia, grace and peace to you and yours. Amazing testimony. And this from Saudi Arabia. You've done it again, Martin, my brother in Christ. Your show, The Secret of Marriage, took a ton off my shoulders. You see, I was really heartbroken in college because my relationship with a girl whom I loved sincerely didn't work out. I had to drop out of college for various reasons. I was a mess. I held so much bitterness in my heart after that incident. When I later got married to another girl, I tried, resolved not to love her fully for fear of being hurt again, but I realized I was getting more and more bitter and ill when I tried not to love her and be on my own. I was struggling not to love her, but now I realize that I can't do it. I simply can't for the life of me not love her. I love her so much. Who am I kidding? I can't fool myself. I love my wife. Every minute is agonizing without her. What I took out of your show was that it's okay to put the absolute in the back pocket and live freely in the relative till we are reunited with Christ Jesus, who is our life. Believe me, your shows are a treasure to people like me who find it applicable in their daily walk. And this, I don't know where this person lives. This man's first name is Travis. Listen to this. Thank you. I am truly grateful for your work. I left religion in disgust years ago and haven't really touched my Bible again since, as I was so disillusioned by everything. How unloving it was, the manipulation, the control, how unchristlike the very people who profess His name tend to be. This past week, since my Facebook group mentioned your YouTube videos, it has been like finding a well full of cold, fresh water in the middle of a very long desert trek. It's reawakened a long-lost passion for the Word and opened my eyes to a completely new perspective, and if I can be so bold, even to say, transformed me. Once I got it that my faith was in my belief and not in Christ, it was literally like an awakening. And lately, I feel like a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. It's such a peace and a confidence. You have no idea how serendipitous this is. My grandfather passed away 2 weeks ago and the funeral was last week. This all could not have happened at a better time. And now this is one page out of over 150 pages. And now this comment, your gift, Martin, is communicating and dispensing. You are needed. I love all the true brothers and sisters in the ecclesia above my own family. Dwell on all those whom you have met and helped. May more of those whom He is calling out be helped and blessed by you and Dan and other faithful dispensers. Forget those who hate you. May He invigorate you to keep going. And He does invigorate me to keep going. Thank you to all those who have written me. As I said, I'm going to print a giant ZWTF with some of these comments. And I do this not for my own ego's sake, because God destroys my ego by the day, by the hour, by the minute. That's irrelevant. I want to tell you that you are supporting a worthy cause, and none of this can be happening without you. From 15-year-old girls in Australia to grown men in Texas and Michigan and Saudi Arabia, all over the world and Holland, this message is going forth with power through the broken vessel that is me. I'm the broken vessel that God is using to dispense the fragrance, the odor of His evangel, of His glory, of His grace. It's all so damn real, isn't it? This is life. This isn't theory. This isn't doctrine that swells our heads, makes us smarter, makes us eggheads. No, this stuff works in your life when you're bleeding, when you're hurting. This truth is so truthful. It's truth. It works. It's real. It doesn't go away. Once you see this, you can't go back, can you? You know you can't go back. You can't uncall yourself. No matter how hard it gets, when you accept this message and you suffer persecution and people start hating you and start telling lies about you, no matter what, you can't go back. All you can do is look ahead, but you're not alone. I know I gotta remind you of this every once in a while. I don't do this very often, do I? I don't read these letters very often, but it's time. You are not alone. There are people all over the world who get what you get. That's why I want you to come to Pennsylvania this week, and I want to see you. I want to meet you. That's why I'm going to Europe in October to see and meet people in Norway, in Holland, in England, in Germany. I've been all over the United States this past year. You know that. I want to see more people. I'm talking to you. I don't even see this microphone in front of me because I see you. I'm looking at you. I'm connected with you. Life is just so hard, and I don't know who invented the stupid saying, life's too short. It's not too short. It's too long. And so we need each other. We need each other desperately. And people who have yet to hear need you, and they need me. People who have yet to hear. And may we together bring the last member into the body of Christ so that that body is complete and we will be snatched away to meet our Lord where we will be forever with Him. Didn't get time to get to Hebrews. I'm going to really jump into Hebrews chapter 3 tomorrow. Thank you for your patience, for indulging me here. I hope this has been as much of a blessing to you as it has been to me. The body of Christ is a people. It's a living, vital organism. It's not a building. It's not a structure. It's not a system. It's a living, vital, breathing people. Be blessed within it.